Let's check high school sports first as the boys' basketball season came to a close over the weekend. Saturday night, championships in the two larger classes. It was West Des Moines Valley stifling Iowa City West with an active zone defense, and they also got 16 points from Quinton Curry as they beat the Trojans 46-39 to win the Class 4A state championship. Valley lost to West in the 2014 state finals, but took advantage when it got another crack at the Eastern Iowa Power, which had been seeking its fourth championship in 5 years. Also Saturday, it was sophomore Jackson Jones scoring 18 points, and Cedar Rapids Xavier stunned Dubuque Wallert 62-57 to win the Class 3A state championship, ending the Golden Eagles' bid for a third consecutive title. Mitchell Berger hit some key second-half shots and finished with 16 points for Xavier, which staged a remarkable turnaround after losing its last six regular season games, including a 12-point setback to Wallert in the regular season finale. Also in action on Saturday in the 3A consolation, Pella overwhelmed Sheraton 101-67. And in the 4A consolation game, it was Pleasant Valley over Cedar Falls 77-42. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference released its all-conference boys basketball teams over the weekend. Six players were unanimous selections to the first team. Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic, Andrew Bloom and Nate Moore of Glenwood, Kyle Jewell of Harlan, Matt Dentlinger of Kemper Catholic, and Macon Anderson of Shenandoah. Atlantic junior Garrett Franken was also named as a first-team selection, and sophomore Scott Leonard was an honorable mention selection to the squads. Will Landsman of Harlan also was a first-team selection. Among the second-team picks, Caleb Rasmussen of Harlan, Connor Weiss of Glenwood, Jake Servin of Shenandoah, Jacob Schaefer of Kemper Catholic, Chad Moran and Blake Elam of Lewis Central, Kylan Smallwood of Creston, and Travis Miller from St. Albert were all second-team selections. Well, the Hawkeye men are heading to Brooklyn as a seventh seed in the South Regional to face 10th-seeded Temple Friday in the first round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey knows Temple very well.
Temple is a terrific program. Fran Duffy has built a great program there. He knows what he's doing. He's been successful for a number of years. He's a very good friend of mine. Tremendous respect for him personally and the job that he's done. And they'll challenge us in every way.
Iowa had a late-season skid, but the players say they are tougher and they'll be ready to play. McCaffrey says that's critical, and he's not surprised they'd say that, especially the seniors.
They've been together from the beginning. It's been, you know, an interesting journey, not just this year, but you go back to when they got here. You know, the program is in a different place. They're very much a part of building a consistent winner.
The Hawkeyes have been touted at one point as possibly being a high seed and playing in Des Moines, but that fell away with that losing skid and a first-round loss in the Big Ten tournament. Seniors Adam Woodbury of Sioux City says it doesn't matter where they play.
They could have sent us anywhere. We'll be ready for the task.
The Hawkeyes haven't played Temple this season, but Woodbury says that doesn't make a ton of difference.
It goes both ways, so they're not as familiar with us either. So it's all about just trying to get a grasp of what they do offensively and defensively and just trying to get a grasp of their big key players.
Sophomore Dom Ewell is one player who's looking forward to going to New York. That's where he played his high school ball after coming over from Germany.
I didn't hope what would happen, but, you know, it's just kind of funny because I was recruited by Temple, too. So.
Iowa finished the season at 21-10 overall, 12-6 in the Big Ten. This is the Hawkeyes' third straight NCAA tournament berth. That'll be an afternoon game on Friday from Brooklyn. Well, the Northern Iowa Panthers are returning to the site of one of their biggest victories in school history as they earned a number 11 seed in a matchup in the NCAA basketball tournament against 6th-seeded Texas Friday in Oklahoma City. The Panthers upset then-top-ranked Kansas in the tournament in Oklahoma City their last time there as they advanced to the Sweet 16. Coach Ben Jacobson says it's nice to go back.
You know, for some of us, it's familiar, and I think that's good. Now, none of the guys that are playing, you know, the guys that really matter, you know, they have not been there before. So, you know, like I said, for some of us, yeah, I mean, nice to be able to go back there, but we got a different team, brand new team. Those guys haven't been there.
Jacobson says he's only watched a few of the Longhorns games, but he knows their coach, Shaka Smart, well from the games against his former VCU team.
I'm most familiar with Shaka, but I don't know enough about their team at Texas to be able to say how much it's like the team at VCU.
Jacobson says he likes having a Friday game over a Thursday game, and he's happy with the number 11 seed.
Yeah, I thought we'd be 12. I would have been surprised if we were 13, and I'm mildly surprised that we're an 11. I thought we had a better chance of being 11 than a 13. But I thought we'd be a 12.
You and I had big wins over North Carolina and Iowa State in the non-conference season, but started conference play at 2-6 and were 10-11 overall before going on a late season run and winning the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Jacobs says the team has never stopped playing hard and pushing for a chance to get back to the NCAAs. UNI is 22-12, Texas 20-12, 11-7 in the Big 12, where they finished fourth overall. Iowa's capital city, for the first time ever, will host March Madness this week. The NCAA men's basketball tournament involves 68 teams. Eight of them will play in Des Moines. Thousands of fans will pack Wells Fargo Arena and spend a lot of money at Des Moines area hotels, restaurants, and other businesses. Greg Edwards, president of the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the economic impact is estimated at $3.1 million, but the big dance brings more than big bucks to the city.
There's a lot of different factors that play into it. Not only is it a huge economic impact event for the Des Moines community, it also reaches so many different parts of the country and gives Des Moines some great exposure as well.
Des Moines will host four games on Thursday, two on Saturday. Now, while Des Moines has never hosted NCAA men's basketball tournament games before, Omaha has done so three times, including last year. Edwards and other Des Moines officials attended the games in Omaha in 2015 and learned about what happens behind the scenes. Basketball fans who don't have tickets to the games can still catch some of the action. All of the teams will be practicing Wednesday inside Wells Fargo Arena, and all of the sessions are free and open to the public. Well, it is time to check your brackets. There's always controversy when the field is announced for the NCAA tournament as people dispute seedings and some notable snubs, and this year is no different. Michigan State, the nation's second-ranked team and the Big Ten champion, was skipped over for a top seed, while ACC runner-up Virginia was given a number one. The breakdown of the top seeds looks like this. The top East seed is ACC champ North Carolina. It's the 15th time in school history that the Tar Heels have earned a number one seed. The Tar Heels open against the winner of Tuesday's first four game in Dayton between Florida Gulf Coast and Fairleigh Dickinson. In the South, it's Big 12 champ and top-ranked Kansas, which goes into the tournament on a 14-game winning streak. Bill Self's Jayhawks are also the number one overall seed. It's the 12th time the Jayhawks have been a number one seed in a region. The Jayhawks open Thursday against number 16 seed Austin Peay as they try for their first national title since 2008. ACC runner-up Virginia is first in the Midwest. Virginia's been tabbed number one five times in school history. ACC Player of the Year Malcolm Brogdon leads the Cavs in a clash of styles in their opener against in-state opponent Hampton, a 16 seed. Virginia tries to play at a deliberate pace while the Pirates were the highest scoring team in the Mideast Athletic Conference. Oregon, the Pac-12 regular season and tournament champion, is number one in the West. The Ducks open Thursday against the Holy Cross Southern winner in a play-in game. Among the notable snubs, Monmouth, Valparaiso, St. Mary's, and San Diego State, both out of the West Coast Conference. Now, in Sunday's conference tournament finals, the Big Ten tournament champ is Michigan State as the Spartans held off 13th-ranked Purdue 66-62. Once again, Denzel Valentine keyed the way for the Spartans with 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. In the Southeastern Conference tournament final, 16th-ranked Kentucky beat number 17 Texas A&M to clinch the automatic berth in the tourney. Derek Willis's three-pointer with 101 left in overtime gave the Wildcats an 82-77 victory. The winner of the Sun Belt tournament is Arkansas Little Rock. The Trojans beat Louisiana Monroe 70-50. St. Joseph's heads to the NCAA tourney after beating Virginia Commonwealth in the Atlantic 10 tournament title game 87-74. And Connecticut is headed to the NCAA tourney as the American Athletic Conference champs after the Huskies beat Memphis in the title game 72-58. Well, the first blockbuster upset of March Madness was Twitter over CBS on Selection Sunday. The NCAA says it's looking into how a copy of this year's tournament bracket got leaked online during the network's extended selection show on Sunday. The bracket was being shared on Twitter about 20 minutes after the start of the two-hour broadcast. The NCAA says it takes the matter seriously and they're looking into it. CBS, though, declined comment. Well, the top seeds in the National Invitation Tournament are Monmouth, St. Bonaventure, South Carolina, and Valparaiso. The first four teams left out of the NCAA tournament automatically received number one seeds in the NIT, a practice that began last year. San Diego State and St. Mary's were among other schools relegated to the NIT after their NCAA hopes were dashed on Sunday. In another extremely close finish, Kevin Harvick has won the Sprint Cup race in Avondale, Arizona. Carl Edwards was second, and the two spent the final part of the last lap bumping each other as they fought for the lead. Harvick edged Carl Edwards by 1/100th of a second, the same margin of victory as Denny Hamlin's thrilling win last month in the Daytona 500. Charles Schwartzel won the PGA's Valspar Championship in a one-hole playoff. While he shot par on the first playoff hole, Bill Haas had a bogey. For Schwartzel, that win is his second on the PGA Tour. And Donnie Duncan, a former Oklahoma athletic director and Iowa State head football coach, has died at the age of 75. Son-in-law Patrick Reardon says Duncan, who suffered from cancer, died in his sleep Saturday in Dallas. Duncan was on Barry Switzer's Oklahoma football staff from 1973 to 78, helping the Sooners go 62-6-2. He went 18-24-2 in four seasons at Iowa State. His 1980 and 81 Cyclone squads were ranked, and the 1981 Cyclones began 5-1-1 and were ranked as high as number 11 in the Associated Press poll. Duncan was executive director of the Sun Bowl and the Gator Bowl before returning to Oklahoma. He was athletic director from 1986 to 96. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.